You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This month is high season for weaver ants and crickets, two insects that are popular food items in Cambodia. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Peter Menzel is co-author of the book Man-Eating Bugs, which looks at cultures that consume insects as part of a normal diet. During the course of his research, he watched rural Cambodians harvest weaver ants from trees.
Once the women located the weaver ant nests, they took a long pole, connected a basket to it, and shook the tree right underneath the weaver ant nest. The weaver ants came raining out of the tree, and when they landed on the women, they bit the women, so that the women had to be constantly wiping and rubbing the ants off of their bodies. The way that they cooked these ants was they put them in a pan and put them on a fire, no oil, just fried them up, and they tasted rather crispy sour. It almost tasted like they'd been cooked in vinegar because of the formic acid that the ants have in them naturally.
And weaver ants aren't the only insects that find their way onto Cambodian plates. Right now we're listening to the sounds of crickets being stir-fried in oil.
People actually used blue lights, ultraviolet lights, to attract the crickets at night, and they were able to collect over the course of an evening maybe 4 or 5 gallons of crickets, which they fried up and sold in the market. The crickets in northern Cambodia were an important part of the diet. They were a snack food, but they were also eaten along with rice as part of a normal diet.
Please visit our website at www.pulseplanet.com. You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.